Here's everything you need to know for this Aloha Monday. It's KHON To Go. With KHON2 weather, Chevy Chevalier.
6:52 on this Monday morning, looking at our West Oahu cam, a live shot, the Wet and Wild cam. I like this view. You know, you can see the winds, a little bounce in the camera. You can also see over, you know, there's Diamond Head, see this shadow there. You can see where the shower activity is too, because you can't see the kolas, you know, because of the visibility there. Closer shot here. We have mostly cloudy skies now over Honolulu. A couple showers even on the leeward side this morning. You know, the moisture, the showers we have this morning are all remnants, the remnants of Adrian, which is a tropical storm, the first one in the Pacific this year. This weekend, same forecast. I bumped up the winds a bit. We did have a 33-mile-per-hour gust yesterday at the airport in Kahului. Okay, so here's the good news. This one is no longer expected. It had a strong chance of being a tropical cyclone, but now they're saying no, that's good news. The bad news is this one may become a tropical cyclone, 90% chance. And look at the direction, yes, west. The good news is it has to traverse over these cooler waters. They're still cooler here. We got 80 degrees here, but that'll weaken it quite a bit. And here's the one model that I usually use for the Pacific, and watch how it goes across the 140 line into the Central Pacific. What will it be at that time? We'll have to wait and see. It's still next week into Thursday, but this one has it going right over Hawaii. It may be a tropical storm. It may be a tropical depression by then, or maybe just moisture like the remnants of Adrian. Maybe we'll just have the remnants, and maybe it'll be beneficial rain. We just don't want too much, but I'll be watching that. Another model has it skirting to the north of us, and another one has it dissipating, but a couple of models are agreeing that it will impact us. Still 10 days away, but I'll keep you updated on that every day for sure. Here's your radar and satellite image. Most of the shower activity for Oahu, Windward Mauka showers, and you know, as I said, this is the moisture from Adrian and a couple of those coming over to leeward areas. Your forecast today, let's do it again. 87 degrees, partly cloudy skies, northeast winds about 15 to 25, gusting up to about 30 at times. I bumped them up from Thursday through the weekend. Watch out for the box jellyfish all week this week until Friday. There's your weather forecast. How about your surf? Betty, good morning.
Hey, Chevy, good morning. Well, we've got no surf advisories posted for us and not much change. About 1 to 2 feet at most spots around the island, say 1 to 2 on the north shore. It's gone down a little bit. We've had that little northwesterly swell. It's 1 to 2 at Diamond Head, a little bit bumpy. There's a little bit of weather around, so not a super glassy morning, but definitely a couple waves to be had. Flat to a foot at Waikiki, 2 feet at Sandy Beach, and 1 to 2 feet at Makapu'u. Also on the west side, we've got small surf, flat to a foot. So not a whole lot of energy going on. Trades 15 to 25 when they ramp up later on in the day. And small craft advisories are posted for Maui and the Big Island Channel areas. High tide about 8 o'clock, low tide's around 1, and sunset's around 7:17 today.
HPD says no arrests have been made in a late-night shooting that happened in Kalihi. It happened at about 11 o'clock Saturday night near North School, Kalihi and Leilani Streets. Police say a 21-year-old man suffered a gunshot wound and was taken to the hospital in critical condition. According to police, the victim has since improved to stable condition. One neighbor tells us his wife woke up to the sound of gunshots.
Then she kind of looked out. Saw cops, then you see the tape on the ground. I guess, you know, look, sound like a was shooting or something. We thought that was, you know, one out of firework going off, yeah. You know, not knowing that, oh my goodness, what's going on over here?
Police have classified this as an attempted murder case. An Arkansas man claimed his mom was vacationing in Hawaii, but police say he killed her. According to Conway Police Department, family members say since April, they've been receiving text messages from the woman's phone number that said she was in Hawaii. Police say her son also insisted that she was in the islands. On Wednesday, a friend reportedly received a photo from the woman of a beach in Hawaii, but authorities say it was taken from Google, so they performed a search of the home where her remains were found. The man was arrested and is being held on suspicion of capital murder, abuse of a corpse, and other charges. Opening statements are expected to begin Wednesday in the trial of Eric Thompson, who is accused of fatally shooting a Waipahu acupuncturist. The body of John Tokuhara was found in his clinic last year in January. Court documents say Thompson's wife had been having an affair with Tokuhara while she was his patient. Records say investigators were able to place Thompson's white truck at the scene of the shooting. Thompson remains on house arrest after posting bail of $1 million. Memorial services are being planned for one of Honolulu's finest. After serving the public as police chief, HPD announced yesterday that Chief Lee Donahue has passed away. He joined HPD in 1964 and worked his way up to become Honolulu's eighth chief of police from 1998 to 2004 when he decided to retire after 40 years with the department.
He retired, but he never really retired in a sense where he was so involved in so many different things, obviously with Crime Stoppers, and he has the Honolulu Police Community Foundation. He has his Kickstart program. He was always out and about in the community, still trying to do his part, even as a retired police chief. You know, he didn't slow down. And I think that's why he's so well respected amongst his peers.
At this time, the cause of death has not been released. New security measures at the state capitol that were set to begin this month have been pushed back to August 7th. Officials say the delay is due to issues with supply chain equipment calibration and additional installation requirements. New metal detectors were set to go into effect. They'll be installed on the rotunda level near the elevators and on the chamber level. Ancient Japanese scrolls can now be seen online thanks to the work of scholars and researchers at UH Manoa. The scrolls were created in the year 1819. They were gifted to the university in 2020 and show the entire process of whale hunting in Japan during the 1600s through the late 1800s. Over the course of several months, the scrolls went through a conservation and digitization process. UH Manoa's new digitization lab has made it possible to view these hand-painted scrolls up close. If you'd like to see them, we've posted a link to our website, khun2.com. It looks very well preserved. Very interesting. The city wants your input on proposed rule changes for Oahu's parks. There's an online survey that takes just a few minutes to complete. The city wants to limit instructional classes to specific parks with enough court space and only during specific hours. Also require extra bathrooms and security for competitive events at the parks. There are other ideas proposed as well to make the parks more fair for all users. You can find a link to that survey on khun2.com. After years of delays, trial for the second suspect accused of killing a North Shore mother is set to get underway this week. Jury selection for the murder trial of Haley Dandaran is scheduled to begin today. She's accused of murdering Thelma Boinville back in 2017 and kidnapping Boinville's daughter. In January, Stephen Brown was found guilty of murder but claimed Dandaran was the one who killed Boinville. Sentencing for Brown is scheduled for August 30th. He faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. On Oahu, the city is offering more opportunities to apply for its rental and utility relief program. First-time applicants are invited to sign up for the program in person today at the Alawai Golf Clubhouse beginning at 9 a.m. Other sign-up events will be available on July 13th and 19th at locations across the island. As a reminder, these events are by appointment only. Those who attend must bring a state ID or license, plus copies of signed social security cards and income documents. For more details, go to our website, khun2.com. Beginning today, passport services will be offered at the Wahiwa Satellite City Hall. It's part of the city's program to expand passport services to clear the backlog and ease delays. Now, this is for new applications only. Services will be offered by appointment only Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wahiwa Satellite City Hall joins Ala Moana and Kapolei City Hall in offering this service. The city's also trying to make it easier for residents to get their driver's license. Beginning today, express road tests will be offered at the Kapahulu DMV. This allows applicants to book an appointment 1 week in advance. Wait times are normally 4 to 8 weeks, but those who pass the road test must go to the Sheridan Street Road Test Office to process paperwork and get their license. Express road tests will be available Mondays through Fridays from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
And that was your morning news. Find all these stories and more on KHON2.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Then tune in right back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. for everything you need to know with KHON2Go.